Start of audio number 4 of 7. Excellent explanation from Paulina Vaz, and very clear, very precise, and full of excitement. By the way, your value in Herbalife comes from the number of customers who get served through your ID, whether you do it directly or through the distributors in your group. When somebody receives their PIN for Get Millionaire or President's Team, remember that behind that PIN, there are 1,000 satisfied customers. Now, let's see what are the most common objections that a potential customer might have after your presentation. Number one, it's very costly for me. No problem. Just like airplanes, we have different classes of programs for every budget. What must be clear is that you have to commit through the period and explain the programs. Basic, advanced, total, optimal, or any that is sold in your country. The important thing is for you to join us in the airplane. Besides, what do you desire, to lose weight once or to lose weight now and never recover it again? Would you sacrifice your salary or the income of 1 month to achieve your ideal weight forever? It's good for you to figure out the cost by meal in your country, which is usually much cheaper than eating out in the street. And by the way, it's better to sell 2 shakes for 6 months every month than to sell a more costly program 1 month. Number two, do you guarantee that I will lose weight with this? If you follow the instructions exactly the way I'm giving them to you, yes. Number three, would it have any side effects? No, it will not. Number four, will I not starve to death or will I not have headaches? No, you will not have hunger or headaches. Number five, will I become addicted to this product? No, they do not create dependency because they are food. Number six, if I leave it, will I gain weight again? No, but remember that Herbalife is not magic. And if you go back to eating in excess of calories, you will get fat. Not because you have stopped Herbalife, but exactly because of the excesses. Here comes the success of Herbalife. If you exceed in the future, occasionally you take the shakes to compensate the excess of calories. And that's it. You control your weight again. Seven. Will my skin hang on my body after losing weight? No. Number eight. Will I look emaciated? No. Number nine. Will I feel with lack of energy? No. Number 10, will I become anemic or will my defenses suffer? No. Number 11, look at these questions. You only answer to these questions with a no and be quiet because there's nothing else to justify. Number 12, should I leave my medications that I'm taking currently? No. But when you have lost more than 10% of your ideal weight, or rather, of your weight, you must go to the doctor and ask whether you should take the same dosage or decrease it. By the way, this is a good way to recruit your doctor because they may be quite impressed with your results. Number three, I am pregnant. May I take this? Of course you can, but not to lose weight, but as a maintenance program. Remember that we explained this in the product section. 14, I heard that this product grows 3 ears. Well, remember that above everything else, there's always opinions, but that is not true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be approved in more than 60 countries as a product to be sold freely. Number 15, my aunt took it and she gained weight. Well, remember that the program can be used for gaining weight as well, and she probably used it that way. Herbalife is not magic. It's a low-calorie, high-nutrition program, and if you do it well, it never fails. Look at my picture and the pictures of my customers. 16. Will I recover the weight loss? If you follow the instructions in the programs that we will give to you, no. 17. My son has overweight. Can he take it? Of course he can, but you must listen in the product section how a child should take it. Usually, by eliminating sodas and sweets And by giving him one good shake with skim milk every morning is enough for a child to lose weight slowly and healthily. 18. I'm going to ask my doctor whether I can take it. You can do that if you want, but I will ask you this. Did you ask permission of your doctor to gain weight? Is your doctor fat or thin? What I want to tell you is that it doesn't matter. You don't have to ask anybody anything. If you're taking a natural product, like Herbalife, to lose weight healthily, all you have to do is decide to do it and do it. 19. If they ask you very specific questions, as if whether they can take it having thyroid problems or hypertension, gastritis, listen again to the product section so that you have the right answer for it. 20. What happens if I don't like the shake? You don't have to worry about that because you're going to love it. The shake, I will make it for you and you'll see that it's delicious. 21. I don't like to take tablets. No problem. You can start with the shake, with the tea, with the aloe, and then you add the tablets. But believe me, one gets used to everything. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't like to do if the result is worth it and it's good for you. 22. Other questions that potential customers might ask are in the sheet that's given away where it's explained how to take the products. If you don't have that sheet, you can ask it at info@guillermoluna.info or through my webpage, www.guillermoluna.info. Believe me, most of your presentations will not have all of these objections, very few of them. As a matter of fact, the more sincere and professional and passionate and emotional you are in your presentation, the fewer questions they will ask. The more confidence you inspire, the less they're going to ask you. That's why you should have a tangible result that is convincing of the use of the product. Now we're going to get on the phone with La Paz, Bolivia, where we have Executive President's team members, André Lafalle and Veronica Hain. Hello, we are Veronica Hain and Andrés Lafalle. We are from Bolivia. I'm going to tell you a bit about how I started in Herbalife. My name is Veronica, and I met Herbalife when I was looking for an opportunity like this. I am a graphic designer. As a professional, I worked as a draftsperson, and then I was in charge of the design department in one of the biggest companies in my country. At the beginning, when I found the job, I was very excited, but soon they put a ceiling on me, and it didn't matter if I worked extra hours or if I worked harder. At the end of the month, the income was going to be the same. So then I started thinking about the best option, which would have been to open my own design company, thinking that that was going to allow me to give me more free time, and it was exactly the opposite. When I started the company, I had to lend money, and the work that I did, which was very hard, sometimes 15 hours a day, it gave me enough money just to pay for the overhead in the shop. And at that moment was when André and I decided that we wanted to start building a family, to have a child. And the idea of leaving the children with somebody else was horrible to me. At that moment was when I started looking for something different, something that I could do from home. And that's where, thanks to a newspaper ad, I got to an HOM, to an opportunity meeting with Herbalife. And the truth is that it was love at first sight. Thanks to the product, I was able to solve a serious anemic problem I had, and my energy level increased. Through both of my pregnancies, I also took the products. I have had very good energy level throughout the pregnancy phase. The kilos that I gained through the pregnancy, I was able to lose very quickly, 2 or 3 months after getting back to my normal weight without any problem with controlling my weight. I am André, and I am a professional. I'm an industrial engineer. I also managed businesses and marketing, and I studied for 8 years in my life because my parents educated me as such. They told me I had to work and to be a good student and find a good job. And that's exactly what I did. And through 10 years, I was successful professionally. I worked as a manager in many companies. But it was incredible because my result with the product was the same day that Veronica started the business. I was her first customer. I lost 10 kilos in the first month. I solved the gastritis problem and also some ulcer issues. And so I fell in love with the product right away. So 10 years taking the product, they have been the best 10 years in my life. Veronica wanted to make sure that I understood the business as well. And in 1996, she invited me to a world team school in the United States, to which I attended. And I understood the marketing plan. And I thought that this might be incredible. But I was on the sidelines for the next few years, and Veronica did the business through 6 years by herself. My professional success made me think too much about whether the opportunity with Herbalife was for me. But Veronica, she was very constant and perseverant and very disciplined with her Herbalife business. And so for her, it was the opposite. So in 2001, I gave Veronica a challenge. I said, if you generate more income than what I was generating with my traditional business, I was going to leave what I was doing and I was going to join her in the business. At the end of the year 2001, Veronica was generating higher income than what I was doing in my traditional job. So it was incredible because I started thinking about what was going to happen in the next 10 years of my life. I had achieved the limit, the ceiling of what I was doing. And Veronica was working 4 or 5 hours a day, very disciplined. She took care of my two children, Adrián and Martín, the house, her own house. She was working at home and generating more income than me. So at that moment, Veronica invited me once again to another leadership event, which definitely marked the difference. And then and there, I decided to join her in the business full time. Jim Rohn was the one who opened my mind. And from 2002, Veronica and I have had a very solid business. I left Microsoft, where I was working as a general manager, and I started working for Herbalife for the rest of my life. So truly, I am now a perfectly committed person to the business, and together, Veronica and I believe we have been able to exploit our abilities. We live very happily in the comfort of our home. We work from home. We see our two children grow, and we have achieved the financial freedom. And so the Herbalife opportunity is truly wonderful. Well, we are really excited at this moment because both André and I have had the opportunity to see a business system that's new and revolutionary. We are sure that thanks to this system, we will be able to reach many more people with our products and also many more people with the business. And that's what we would like to tell you about at this moment. This system is called Nutrition Clubs. And before we start, we would like to explain to you what is a nutrition club. A nutrition club is a space in which people have the opportunity to share with other people in taking our products. Besides having a safe follow-up, because the people attending the club take the products in front of the host. The goal of the club is to reach low-income people, people whom we can't reach with the traditional Herbalife model, which has worked for the last 25 years. Another goal is to find consumers who are satisfied, permanent satisfied consumers. And the third goal is to offer the business opportunity, meaning the partners in the club can open their own clubs. The vision that Herbalife has had always is the ability to help people with our products to control their weight thanks to good nutrition and to offer personal care to each corner of the world, person by person, city by city, and country by country. And we're sure that thanks to this new system, we will be able to truly reach all of the people that need to improve their lifestyle. We would like to tell you now about the requirements to open your club. The most important thing is to love your people, the members of your club, and to be focused on their results, not in the money. It's also important, as a requirement, to be willing to take the mission of nutrition to everybody, Truly, you have to be committed in this vision that our founder had many years ago. Also, to make sure people feel better in the club than in their own home. This is very important. Many people in the world are looking for a place where they feel respected, where they are treated well, where they are loved. And that makes the club. Another requirement is to be a distributor, for sure. Another requirement is to be convinced of the commitment that this implies in time and in results long term. It's not ethical for you or for the members of your club. It's not even logical to abandon a club for lack of time. The members of the club depend on you for the results. Finally, the last requirement is to follow all of the local laws in your country. There are three key ingredients that have to be fulfilled in a nutrition club. One of them is that thanks to the nutrition club, you can feed the body, both yours and the bodies of the members of the club, and you will follow the physical ingredient. The other ingredient that you cover in the club is to feed the mind. Thanks to the fact that people go to the club, they learn about better nutrition, the keys on how to take that best nutrition to their family, keys about how to coexist with their family, with their neighborhood, with their city. They learn different abilities. They can do some crafts. They can read personal growth, different activities that will give them value added to your club. And with this, we feed people intellectually. We feed the mind. The third key is to feed the soul. And here, what the creators of this system, who are Graciela Mier and Enrique Varela, is that we have to give love to the people. They call it love therapy or cariñoterapia in Spanish. It's very important for people to give what has been lost in the current world. Today, people, especially women, they have been forgotten at home and neglected. They do housework. They try to have everything clean and orderly and have the food ready for the moment when the husband and the children come over. And they never receive thanks from the family. Or the father who goes every morning to work, rarely does he get a thanks. And we understand why you're making all these sacrifices, etc. So the club fulfills all of these needs. We make a place where people meet with friends, with people they love. They feel important in the club. They feed their body and their mind, as we said earlier. Now, we would like to explain to you the steps to initiate your club. They are five steps. The first one is to fulfill the requirements to open your club, which is what we just mentioned earlier. Number two is to fulfill all of your training. It's very important for you to keep in mind the training for the clubs. The training is not necessarily theoretical. There is a phrase that's very important that Veronica and I believe, which is that the clubs are lived. You have to live the experience of the club. And for sure, in your city, there must be a training program, and it's very important for you to do all of your training before opening your first club. Number three, it's very important to register your club with your local leaders and or with Herbalife. Fourth step, location. The location of the club is very important. You have to make sure it's a place with a lot of activity. It could be close to a school, to a hospital, etc. Places where there's a lot of traffic. And also, you have to find a place that is easy to have access to. And finally, the fifth step is your location itself. Preferably, the club must be developed at home of the host. The club that's operated at home can be established anywhere, but it has to have the right size to accommodate all the members and to manage an area that's clean for the preparations of the products. It's very important to take all of these points into account. The products are not sold and the business is not offered until people get results. The decision to be a member of the club is a decision that the person is going to take every day. And you cannot leave the traditional business on the side. Keep your business model to increase the ability of people you can reach. The nutritional information you give in the club, the training in nutrition, it's an essential part of the activity. The main goal of the club is to offer nutritional products that increase the health of the members. It's very important to explain the importance of good nutrition. The explanation within the club must be presented simply and in an entertaining way, with cartoons, illustrations, and drawings. You must talk about the obesity crisis in the world and different health problems such as heart attack, embolias, cancer, and arthritis. You also must tell them about the importance of a healthy skin. The explanations must be really very, very simple and entertaining, but you should never affirm explicitly or implicitly that the Herbalife products prevent, treat, or cure any kind of disease such as heart attacks or embolias or hypertension, diabetes, cancer, or arthritis. The most important thing is testimonials that contribute in great part to the success of Herbalife around the world. The interesting thing about testimonials in a nutrition club is the fact that it's the members themselves who are so excited with their results that they share them every day with all of the people who are there in the club. So it's not you, the host, talking to the people, trying to convince them that they should use the club, that they will improve their health. It's they listening to their neighbors, having spectacular results, thanks to the good nutrition in the products. And they also hear from the host the possibility of generating some extra income, which is very valuable. Thanks to this tool, a person who's at home, who takes care of their house chores, and who doesn't financially contribute to the home, can start generating an income of $50 or $100 extra per month, which can change radically the economy of that family. Now we would like to tell you a little bit, as a comparison, about the nutrition club model versus the traditional program. The nutrition club is another way to establish a distribution business. The distributor can establish nutrition clubs and keep working with the traditional business model with Herbalife. It's very important that if today you are doing the traditional work, to add this model as part of your business. If you continue doing your traditional business, you must continue with your HOMs, with your STSs, with the total plan, with the ads, with the flyers, with the internet, etc., etc. The goal of a nutritional club is to offer healthy nutrition to people who do not have the resources to acquire a program every month, and therefore the typical member of a nutrition club will be a customer. There's only one business, one set of rules, and a set of products for each country. Only one, a marketing plan, but many ways to establish the business. The nutrition club must be understood as a new version of the business. It doesn't substitute the traditional model, and it may not be convenient for every country or every distributor. The goal of Herbalife is to satisfy the needs of every people in the world, and therefore we have to adapt our model, our business model, to the cultural characteristics, financial characteristics, and nutritional characteristics of every population. It's not a one-size-fits-all, so we have to find other ways to serve our people. The nutrition club and the traditional model are just two methods or two marketing strategies that do not compete with each other. The distributors can opt to use one or both. You, as a supervisor, have a distributor who is going to open a nutrition club. The consumption of one shake, the tea and the aloe per person, corresponds to 1.24 points per day. In the case that the club has 20 people, 20 members, you multiply 1.24 by 20. That's 28 points only in one morning. 28 points per day we multiply that by 30, which is a month, we're talking about 840 points. Now imagine that you have a personal volume with a distributor who has an attrition club with 840 points. If you decide to have an attrition club with another distributor every month, that's four per month. Four for the 480 points, we're talking about 3,360 points of your personal volume. And this is only with one nutrition club per week, only in the morning. Now imagine that you also open with a distributor every Monday in the evening. That score would duplicate. So, if in your organization 10 supervisors do the same thing, each one of them would manage more than 5,000 volume points personally, thanks to the nutrition clubs, which they would open with the distributor every morning and in the afternoon. This means that with only 10 supervisors who have at least 5,000 points each, you will have the benefit of counting with 50,000 volume points in the organization, which correspond to 2,500 royalty points. Now, we don't expect to give you the perfect recipe. We understand that nutritional clubs have different methodologies for them to work. However, we have had the experience, fortunately, of visiting Mexico, where the clubs originated, and we worked with our organization in Mexico, and they do the nutrition clubs. We have done experiments in Bolivia. Now it's been 8 months with the clubs with excellent results. But we would like to give you general guidelines on the methodology which we're using successfully. Once again, we underscore that this may not be the perfect recipe for you. However, the key in Herbalife, as in everything, is to maintain constance, perseverance, and make sure that nutrition, the mission of nutrition, is taken to every person around you. We're going to start with some basic recommendations. To open your club, you have to make sure and do the pre-opening, opening and post-opening work. What is the pre-opening work? This means that previously to having the great opening in your club, you every day give out 1,000 invitations, and the ideal is for you to have personal contact with people in order for them to come to the club, and 100 posters advertising the opening of your club. This, 6 blocks around the club. If you have done the pre-opening work, if you've done it properly and efficiently, the day of the opening, it is a must to start with at least 20 guests. And we're convinced, in our experience, that if you give out 1,000 invitations 3 days before the opening, you're going to achieve at least 20 guests on the day of the opening. If you have fewer than the 20, at that moment, you invite guests, friends of the neighborhood to complete the number. The idea is for those 20 members, or initial members, or those 20 initial guests, to make sure for them to bring the next day more people. The post-opening work means that you have to keep inviting people every day, because obviously, as we know with the Herbalife business, of the number of people who came to the club, those who kept coming and receiving the taste of the products, a few will stay and others will stop coming, or will decide to come on odd days only. You have to do the post-opening work, which is to keep inviting people through the month until you get to the minimum goal of 20 members who consume the product every day. As long as you get those 20, and you can duplicate those 20 and get to 40, etc., then at the same time, you will start from those members in the club, you're going to start getting people who are interested in opening their own club. What does that allow you to do? The more the open clubs, the more people you reach with the message of good nutrition and offering them to many people the possibility of improving their income. Now, all of this comes together, as we said earlier, with commitment, with constance, responsibility, and discipline. And you have to have a clear goal. You need to know what you want to achieve with Herbalife. As long as you know what your goals are, that's going to be the engine that will drive you to do the daily work and to treat your customers with the love that they deserve, and then you're going to be able more and more successful clubs. Remember the cariñoterapia, the love therapy. That's the key of your success. We are truly excited with this new possibility of taking nutrition to every one of the people in the earth. Herbalife is truly wonderful, and this opportunity that was given to us allows us to take health and financial stability to people, and it's incredible. We know that the future is incredible, and Herbalife has been around for 25 years, but it hasn't even gotten started. Success in applying this powerful system. We'll see you next time. I'd like to talk now about what we call the follow-up, or the service to customers. This is the key of success in Herbalife, and it marks the big difference with other companies. With the payment, that's not the end of the sale. And don't make the mistake of leaving your customer to the side, because it's going to cost you a lot of money in the future. In the career manual, they explain different ways to do follow-up. I'm going to explain to you what I do. First, when I deliver the product, I have the best attitude and I try to transmit confidence to my potential customer. I also give them the 4 information sheets that you can ask in my email, info@guillermoluna.info, which is a price list, a detailed sheet on how to use the products, why you need to drink 8 glasses of water, and the Q&A for Herbalife. I also deliver the products in a Herbalife bag, and I ask them for referrals, again, even though I've already done it once during the evaluation. I try to deliver them a catalog, and if it's possible, and if I have it at hand, I give them accessories like tablet box or a pen or something that promotes the brand among the person's acquaintances. Before I say goodbye to the customer, I do one thing that it doesn't matter if it looks like it's a small thing, but it makes a big difference in the future. I prepare the person their first shake. If the customer has not taken the product before in a nutrition club, I have the obligation of making the first shake for them to make sure that they like it, and that it has the right consistency, and that they learn how to make it. After this, people get excited with the good flavor, and on the next day when they prepare it, if it doesn't taste quite the same way, the conclusion is going to be, well, apparently, I did something different from what Guillermo did for me yesterday. If you don't make the shake for them, and the customer does it on the following day, and they put in, let's say, smaller amount, or they don't shake it for a long enough time, or they don't make it properly, they may have the wrong impression that the shake has a bad flavor, or that it's bad, or that it was a mistake to buy the shake. However, if you make the shake for them, and the customer makes it the next day, and it's not the same shake, they don't think the product is bad, or that it's not going to work, or that it doesn't taste properly. They're going to think that they didn't write, and they're going to call you. And they're going to say, hey, what happened? Why didn't it come out the same way when you made it yesterday? So this is a very important point. Sometimes one is lazy or uncomfortable, but it's a good thing to take the time and prepare the shake for the customer. On the next day, I verify that the customer has started their program properly, and if they didn't have time to write down their weight and their measurements, I make sure that he or she takes that data and gives them to me. Then I call them on the second and the third day, and I call them every week after that. After the first month, the customer theoretically knows everything, and I only call them occasionally, and I try to make them distributor, especially if I am traveling, so that they can make the order themselves directly. Some customers require more phone calls than others. Not everybody is the same. Some customers don't want you to call them all the time. Some others want to call them every day. What I do to not get confused with so many phone calls is that once I verify the customer has started with their program, I have in my agenda, I have my calendar or my computer or my phone, I have marked the days that I'm supposed to call each one of the customers. And it doesn't matter if I'm traveling outside of the country or whatever, I call them anyway. Then, after the first month, I try to maintain a contact with them occasionally. There's always a product that we can promote or an important date that requires maybe to lose weight, or maybe I want to ask them for referrals. But the following is very personal, and I prefer that before you put together a recipe for what I'm doing, to participate in the STS training so that you see the different kinds of follow-ups that you can do. Useful things like birthdays, promotional emails, anything is a good excuse, awards, raffles, or to figure out how much weight they've lost, etc. Maybe a nutrition club promotion. There's always options for the customer to be in touch with you. Now, let's get in touch on the phone with the city of Curicó in the south of Chile, where we have Arturo Poblete and Isis Valle. They are executive president's team members. Hello, my name is Arturo Poblete. I am a pharmacologist. Isis Valle, my wife, she is a kindergarten teacher. We are president's team members with Herbalife. Through 7 years, we had a traditional pharmacy business with a successful professional life, but badly financially and in health. I was overweight by 22 kilos and I felt very bad. I met the products through a neighbor and I liked them because of two reasons. First, because they were natural, and second, because they were nutritional problems. I was tired of doing diets and taking pills that didn't have good results. I started with the Herbalife program with excellent results, losing my weight and feeling with a lot of energy. That's where I noticed the great concern that the distributor had with me. He would call me on the phone, and once a week he checked on me until I achieved my goal. I lost 22 kilos and in a permanent way. And Isis, my wife, she also started the program, and she lost 6 kilos. Our results were so good that we started recommending the products because we had never seen better nutrition and better results. And so we started as distributors in March of 1997. In July of the same year, we attended our first extravaganza where we met Mark Hughes and Jim Rohn. And in December of that year, we qualified to the Get Team. In the year 2000, we decided to dedicate ourselves to this full time. And from that point on, we have attended to all of the national and international events. We have traveled practically to all of South America, Central America, United States, and Europe. Our life is so different from what it used to be. The biggest change is to feel good, to have great energy, and to help a lot of people to achieve their health and financial goals. We have a great customer base, and the key has been the good follow-up, the concern for the customer, satisfied customers. And to talk about follow-up, I will leave you with Isis. She will tell you about what has been our success formula with follow-up. Remember, your function doesn't end when you get a customer. As a matter of fact, that's where your work starts. That's the follow-up stage. Therefore, the main goal that you should have and consider as a distributor is to achieve with the customers what you can do with them, help them to feel better, to look better, to have better nutritional habits, and to maintain their weight. The follow-up is the most important part of the sale, and it's the phase that makes the difference. The big difference of this system is the personalized attention that we're going to offer our customers long-term. Our biggest goal is for the customer to achieve the desired results and to maintain them through time. With a good follow-up, that's a support, a help, a real commitment that will allow you to get referrals, which will say good things about you and about Herbalife. The constant support you have to your customer is going to help them feel confident in you. They will feel comfortable with you, and they will know beforehand that the goals will be achieved in the time that has been determined. Concretely, what do? The first call that you do on the first day is very important. Keep with you the form that you filled when you did the evaluation. Remember, you have to check every week the person's weight and their measurements of their hips, the waist, and the chest, or other measurements if you feel that they're important. What's very important is to find the picture of your customer. You should take that picture. Whatever you have to do, take that picture on the first day. Remember, the sale is closed when the customer receives the products and the follow-up starts. If you're not able to get in touch with the person, they must know that you call them. The main thing is to make sure you've made contact with them no matter what. You must confirm that they started with the program and that they're taking it the way they should. You will call them and you will ask for the customer. And if the wife answers, it's very important to know their name. And you will then tell them, hello, good afternoon. And you tell them your name. This is so-and-so, your name. When you get in touch with your customer, the first question is, how is your family? In order to break the ice. Second, I'm calling you to find out how you took the products today. Never ask how they woke up, because your customer will wonder, should I have woken up in a bad way? You have to have the confidence and you have to know that they took the products that morning. Possible answers are the way you told me. Oh, that's fine. In that case, tell me how you took them. Your question must be the same until they tell you, I took them in the following way. 2 scoops of shake and 1 scoop of protein, etc., etc., giving you specifically how they took the products through the breakfast, which is obviously the way you have indicated in the past and the way they wrote it down. Never ask them whether they like them. If they say, I didn't like it, your answer will be, that's fine. Your question is, do you want to lose weight? Then it's not important that you liked it. What's important is that it works for you and that you achieve your goals. And I will help you achieve your goals. Do you remember what you told me you were going to do when you reach your ideal weight? Remember that? It's very important with your customer to remind them of their final goals, what they want to achieve. That's what's important, how you are going to walk along with them and for them to see that you're confident that they're going to achieve it. If your customer says, I think these products are hurting me, I have nausea, I have problems, whatever the customer says, the answer is always the same. No problem. The product is working. Before you say goodbye, tell them, oh, by the way, remember that you have my phone number. You can call me anytime you consider it necessary. Then, the phone call on the third day, just as the first one, how are you taking the products? How much water are you drinking? How is your digestion? And answer with confidence, always positively, to your customer's questions. How do you get confidence? You take all of the products every day. With that phone call on the third day, when you end the phone call, you must confirm the appointment to check the weight and the measurements and to calculate the fat on the seventh day. It's very important that the checkup is always on the same scale and at the same time. If a customer has excellent results during the first 2 weeks, you must continue checking every week until achieving the final goal of the customer. A satisfied customer will give you a lot of referrals, and it's very likely that they will also become your best distributor. That's how they are going to share their results with their acquaintances. And the most important thing is to ask the help of your customers who are satisfied. And the answer is as simple as this. Can you help me? Do you know anybody who might be interested in losing weight? A good follow-up will give you the confidence, will give you the assurance that the products work and that you can help change the lives of people, only by always keeping in mind that this is a service. A good service always gets more customers. The growth of your business depends on this. It will grow faster and better this way. Ask for help, give gifts, accessories like a tablet box or a shake bottle or anything else you might get that's available to you. So the most important thing here is to get informed in the result the person is going to achieve with the products. And do not focus on the money you're going to make with them. Once you are focused on achieving the commitment that you have made with the customer, when you started with the evaluation, that's what's going to bring you success. Always, always remember, the sale will give you money, but follow-up will give you a fortune. Thank you, Isis and Arturo, for sharing the subject of follow-up in such a professional and simple way. So, the first phone call has the main goal of verifying that they have started the program correctly. You warn them about milk, you give them encouragement to go on, and then comes the third day, which is the most important day for the customer, because some may have changes in their diets, or maybe have some anxiety, or the temptation to abandon the program. Or they might be a little negative, because a relative might have told them that they're not going to lose weight. Also, remember that for some customers, substituting two meals for shakes may give them a psychological sensation that they are missing meals, or that they're going to have less energy, and your phone call to give them encouragement is extremely important. Remember that the mind dominates the body, and a positive customer always obtains quick results, and a negative customer takes a little bit longer. But you can transform them to positive with this simple phone call. An interesting tip is this. The cellular nutrition program, on the third day, has not done much yet. The only change that's immediate is the energy. The nutritional effect starts being felt approximately on the seventh day. A quick rule for answering questions, or sometimes when people are negative, is the following. Anything they tell you, you will always answer, fantastic. The program is already working. And what you feel means that your body is detoxing. Do not stop the program now for no reason whatsoever, because now is when the good effect is going to start. I also explained to them that the fact of changing the type of food from one day to the next, and especially with the program, it's a pretty big change in their nutrition, it can generate what they call dietetic changes. It's as if one travels and feels a little sick when you drink water or eat in the city where you go. That's a dietetic change. There are five of them, only five situations, which might happen with some customers after several days of starting the program. You should write this down if you want to have this as a guide. Number one, headaches. It may happen basically because of stress, hunger, or lack of water. Besides, you have to keep in mind that many people have headaches every now and then. And a customer having a headache does not mean anything specific. But in order to be professional, it's good to verify that they're not hungry and that they don't have a lack of liquids. If they're hungry at the beginning, they can take an extra shake with water or a Herbalife snack. And that way they can increase the amount of thermogenic tea or guarana tea. Number two, constipation. It only happens if they don't get enough water while they're taking the program. Remember that the program is rich in fiber. But this fiber requires water to travel through the intestines. Otherwise, it remains stagnant and it may cause constipation. If your customer has this happen to them, then duplicate the number of water and the amount of fiber or lipobond. Also, you must verify that the constipation is not a problem that the customer may have had before, which is quite common. Another measure that helps with constipation is to drink tea and aloe while fasting, and also in increasing the amount of Herbal Lifeline from 3 tablets to 6 or 9 tablets per day. Number 3, anxiety. It might happen, especially if the customer is very concerned about losing weight. It's important that you educate your clients in the fact that the only way to lose weight is by consuming less calories, and that there's nothing magic about it. Herbalife is not a diet program. It's a low-calorie system full of nutrients which helps lose weight to anybody. Make your customer understand that even though they should be disciplined with the product, they shouldn't become obsessed with losing weight. On occasion, we tell them this: in how long did you gain all these 15 kilos? And they answer, for example, 3 years. Perfect. Then do not expect to lose what you gained in 3 years in 1 week. You're not going to take 3 years, but it does require a certain time, a prudent time. But if they're still anxious, have them take an extra shake with water or a snack or a thermogenics tea or guarana. Number 4. Stagnation, meaning they don't lose weight. This happens on the second or third week on some customers who have done a lot of diets previously, or those people who retain water. The body will lose weight at a higher or lower speed depending on the overweight, the metabolism, the age, and many other factors. Remember that all the bodies are different. You must reassure your customer and tell them to not be anxious and to not be hasty. Sometimes you may lose a size but not the weight. That's why it's very important to keep track of the measurements. If there might be a period of more than 1 week in which the customer is not losing the measurements or the weight, then you have to increase the liquid and the tablets to twice as much. And if you can do it for a few days, 3 or 4 shakes, very full, with a very, very light meal. It's also recommended to do some exercise and to eliminate as much as possible fat and carbohydrates from the meals. But I would like to clarify that the most common cause for stagnation is called cheating. And little by little, you will perceive, almost naturally, when the customer is not following the instructions. Another stagnation cause is the water retention. Imagine that under the skin, you can store up to 6 liters of liquid without the person being swollen, and 6 liters weigh 6 kilos. People retain liquids specifically because they don't drink enough water. And in this situation, the body produces some hormones that make the kidneys filter with the least amount of water possible. And these hormones make them retain liquid under the skin, in order to have, so to speak, a reserve of liquids. The only way to eliminate this hormonal effect is to give them enough liquid for several weeks so that the body stops producing this hormone. Since not everybody is the same, some people in 1 week eliminate all of the retained water, and some others take up to 6 weeks. Number 5, the last situation that might happen with customers is the intolerance to milk, which we've already talked about in the product section. That's why I insist so much in making products with water. So, let's summarize once again. There's only 5 situations that might be problems with customers taking the program, and none of them has to do with the product itself, but with the person, even though your customer might have the tendency to think that it's because of the product. Of every 10 customers, 1 or 2 might feel what I just described. That's why it's important that you learn how to help your customer advance with their weight loss program. Now, we're going to detail some tips about direct sales that we haven't mentioned yet. Number 1. Every sale must be done cash. Do not make the mistake of giving credit to your customers or distributors. The main reason is that Herbalife does not extend credit to its distributors, and you must duplicate what the company does. In this business, you come to make money, not to lose money. Do not deliver a single product without having paid for it, because you yourself are taking value away and you are kneeling in front of them for so they can buy. Besides, the customer is going to feel committed with themselves to do it right, if they've already paid for it, because it hurt them, so to speak. Number two, it's also convenient to have the relaxed anxiety attitude. This term is very particular in Herbalife, and it consists of not showing the person how anxious you might be because you need them to buy the program. It's like having the attitude of being a little bit pretentious, like you want the person to feel the necessity to buy because you have so many customers you have to deal with, and you cannot lose weight with them. At the beginning, this is going to be hard. But be confident, and soon you will learn to do this. I insist that do not lend products or money to your friends, because at the end, you're going to be without the product, without the money, and also without the friend. You cannot mix personal relationships with business. Number three, customers who take alcohol or coffee, smokers, and people who have done diets repeatedly, they might take a little longer in feeling the benefits of the cellular nutrition program. That's why they must be a little bit more patient. They might have up to 2 weeks without any visible result, because the nicotine, alcohol, or the body's resistance that was developed through diets keep them from feeling it. Number four, it's also very important that every time you sell a product, you mark in the product your name and your phone number. You may use stickers or anything else. At the beginning, I used a red marker to put my phone number and my name very big on the product, because that way, they don't have to be looking through the catalogs or papers or cards, which generally, they get lost. They only have to look at the jar and call you. Besides, almost every time customers are placed in the kitchen, which is a place with a lot of traffic in every home, and when they see the products, and when your phone number is there visible, it's more likely they will call you and not somebody else. Number five, it's also important that for every question the customer asks, you answer, preferably with a story from another person who might have had a similar situation to your customer. In the events and in the Herbalife magazines, there are infinite testimonials of diabetics, older people, children, thyroid problems, etc., which will give you more confidence, you and your customer. For example, if you have a customer with a thyroid problem, and they ask you if it's going to work for them, then you tell them the story of a person that you met at an event with the same problem and that they lost weight. That way you're going to have more credibility than if you simply assured them that it was going to work. Number six, it's good to always make people aware not only of the health benefit they're going to get with the products, but also the financial benefit and the money savings by substituting meals with Herbalife. It's always cheaper to eat Herbalife than to eat normal food. If a person buys a program that's $300, it means they're going to eat 60 times for that amount, meaning $5 per meal or $10 per day. Any decent meal costs that or more. With a medium program, with $150 to $200, the cost per day is between $5 and $7. And with a program from $70 to $120, it's between $2 and $4 per day. As you can see, it's truly cheap. It's possible that a person doesn't have money to buy a program. But if they truly are interested, they will find the money. If they keep going back to the money and talking about the price, what they're telling you, in other words, is that they're not really interested for now. Besides, you now have the tool of the Nutrition Club, and if the person truly financially is not able to buy the products for a month, no problem. Invite the person to the Nutrition Club, and they're going to be able to take it per day. Number seven, another key that Mark Hughes used to teach is to try to pay all of our bills with direct sales. The rent, gas, fuel, electricity, school, everything else, everything you obtain from the royalties is going to be like a gift, like gravy, with which you're going to have an incredible lifestyle. You're going to be able to save and invest and do many other things. Also, this helps you to force you to have a minimum of production and being more professional in the activity as a Herbalife distributor. Number 8. Give yourself a minimum goal of sales every month. In Herbalife, you don't have to find 3 customers a day to be successful. If you find 5 to 10 customers per month and you recruit 3 to do the same every month, you're going to do very well. But if you give yourself higher goals, you're going to make a fortune in a very short time. It all depends on you. Number 9. Remember that the minimum program is sold with 2 shakes so that they can have a variety of flavors and have enough for the whole month. Also, taking extra shakes is useful as well. So a person with 2 shakes is going to have enough supplements for a month. For maintenance, it is just 1 shake per month. In this way, we close the chapter of direct sales and follow-up. Just remember that if you ever don't have the result you expect, you have to go back and see how many presentations you're doing every day, and that's where the answer is going to be. The following section is called Recruiting, or How to Build an Organization. The tools and the types of contacts are the same that we talked about in the direct sales section, the 300 list and so on. The only radical change in the presentation for direct sales compared to recruitment is that with the sales, you are giving a service, and with recruitment, we are offering the opportunity of the gold mine, so we have the power. You cannot be pretentious, but you have to be firm, and at no point should we grovel to anybody to become a distributor. As long as you grow in Herbalife, it's going to become easier and easier to have the right attitude. At the beginning, I didn't know much about the business, and what I did was invite my friends to an interview with one of my sponsors, and I would let them explain to the prospect. I would go to my friends' homes, and from there, I would direct with them to the office of Nani Rancel. We had meetings on Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons, and we explained to them how the business worked, and we played a video for them. That's how I had my first distributors. But now, pay attention to this. Even though I didn't know much about the business, I was totally convinced that it was a good business. And because I was excited, my friends perceived the confidence, and they went and talked to the person that had brought me to the business. My excitement was not so much for what I had made, but because of what I was going to make. After 3 or 4 times of seeing how the meeting was conducted, I thought that it might be a good idea for me to do them in my home, for those people who couldn't go on Tuesday or Thursday, to Nani's office. I started doing business almost every day in my home with friends and with their acquaintances. Since I didn't have a device to play the videos, I asked to borrow one. Eventually, I became more confident and I knew more about the marketing plan. And what I did was that I didn't miss an opportunity through the day to explain to people a little bit about what it was, what the company was, its expansion, its marketing plan, etc. Sometimes I drew the marketing plan on a napkin while I was drinking coffee with somebody. I don't remember exactly what it said or what I said, but I remember that I said it with such excitement and confidence, and I transmitted that whoever joined this business was going to do so well or better than myself. Then we established the traditional system of meetings Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays because it was more comfortable to take more people and to do just one big presentation. It wasn't very professional, but it was convincing because of our stories. In each meeting, we had a new person who had 1 or 2 weeks that had joined the business and had made $70 or $150 or $300 or even $400. And this was enough for the people to sign. At the beginning of the meetings, we did them in the offices of Nani Rancel, where we only could fit 10 people. Then we had to move to hotels and an office that was bigger in order to make big meetings. Now, independently of where the meetings are being conducted, The meeting has to be as professional as possible. And very important, you have to have registration kits available so that people can sign up immediately. The details of how to do the opportunity meetings, we're not going to see them in this audio training. But if you want to be great in Herbalife, hurry to know about them so that you yourself can direct the meetings in your group. We suggest that you participate in the next meeting in your city in order to become familiar with how to do it. Around the world, we have more than 3,000 opportunity meetings every month, which are published on internet. And now, to continue with recruitment, let's make telephone contact with Caracas, Venezuela, where we have the brand new president's team member, Yoliver Luis, better known as Yoli. Hello, my name is Yoliver. Yoliver Luis, I live in Caracas, Venezuela, and I have developed my business in other countries from here. I started this activity with Herbalife. It's been 12 years now, and at the moment I was studying in the university. I was studying medicine, and a friend of mine offered me the products and the business to start doing it from the comfort of my own home and in my free time that I could. So I took it immediately, and I was able to lose 8 kilos in the first month, a total of 11 kilos. I also had a health problem, which I have practically forgotten today, like constipation and acid reflux, etc. So that was the key. I discovered that this was a good business for me, because if it worked in a person who was relatively young, then it would work for anybody else. It could work from children to adults, and it was magic. I shared it for a long time with my activity. I was studying at the time, and then later, in the career as a doctor, when I graduated, I saw how I could develop a business part-time, generate income, which in many cases was greater than in my profession. In 94, I graduated as a doctor, finally, and I decided to find a rural position, which helped me see the employment situation for Latin American countries. My salary was $80 a month, when this activity called Herbalife, I was generating more than 1,000 every month, only part-time, maybe 2 or 3 hours a day and during the weekends. So at that moment, I discovered and decided that I would do this business seriously, even part-time, but seriously, with a total commitment. And I developed it like that as I was studying a postgraduate course in ophthalmology here in Venezuela, in Caracas, Venezuela. And in 99, I graduated. So I got into a professional practice as a doctor, and in 2001, I had already been for a long time having discovered that it was a necessity for me to do Herbalife full-time. So I made that decision, I closed my practice, and I simply changed my career. And I started doing Herbalife full-time, all day, even from the comfort of my home, and also to other countries and cities. And it was fantastic because in 2001, I started making about $1,200 a month full-time, sometimes $2,000. And so now, today, it's been 4 years that I've been doing this full-time with some changes, important changes, which I will tell you further down this talk. But basically, the company paid me what I was making every month as an ophthalmologist, which was $1,000. Now I make it every day. And of course, it's only the beginning. We just entered the last position as a president's team member, and there are many more rungs to climb. So this was basically what happened with me, an average person, a student, one of many that we have in our cities, in our countries, who basically was offered the opportunity, and immediately I think all of these doors opened for me in my story, but they're just basically dreams that became true. So today's theme, I would like to keep in mind, it's one of the most important themes. Obviously, the nucleus of the business is the product. We do not have to lose focus of that, because everything revolves around the products. The products, our products, especially the spine of all of them, which is the Formula One, it's the real star, it's the shake. And so we are simply messengers of this information. An information of nutrition and health everywhere. So based on this compensation system that Herbalife offers you, we have the opportunity of having income that's unlimited in many different avenues. Among the things that I wanted to tell you was the recruitment, which is my part to tell you about today. And the recruitment has to do with having an organization which allows you at some point, even while you sleep, to have income day after day, hour after hour, even when you're on vacation. The way you achieve that is exclusively by creating a group. So that's what we call recruitment or sponsoring, because that's what it's called. And we do have to make a few important steps that I'm going to describe. For me, it's important for you to know the requirements in order to have a solid business, a logical business, and a basic business. First of all, be informed. As a new distributor, you must inform yourself about how Herbalife pays, meaning that career book that comes in the registration kit. Everywhere in the world and in every country and in every language, you have to read it. You will obtain very valuable information there, and I'm sure you're going to be able to take advantage of it right away. In the informational part, you're going to listen to and you're going to see the different levels in which you find yourself today and which you can achieve later. Today, we start as distributors and we have the opportunity to advance and become supervisors and so on, rung after rung up the ladder. What's important is for you to be informed and to have the knowledge of what are the next steps and especially know how to achieve them. Now, how do you achieve that? There is a training system that was created from the moment you start. Your sponsor, which means the person who brought you to the business, is going to indicate to you at some point when you start making the decision that you are within the company and that you are starting the activity. They will give you all the details that you need to know about the details. You will meet personally with them, but additionally, they're going to tell you about the trainings, which will take you hand by hand, step by step, what you need to know in order to advance. And additionally, another important requirement is to be qualified for everything, which means that through your personal agenda, day by day, you will write down your activity, because if you're doing part-time or full-time, you must designate every day a schedule that has to do with your business activity called Herbalife. So this is achieved through an agenda, and you will be able to plan and make a 90-day plan, and you should have a model day and repeat it 90 times, day after day. Do that 90-day plan completely, repeating your activity that's in the schedule day after day. That's called planification. Now, in terms of recruitment, we need to think about who you're going to recruit. And we can divide all the people that are around the world into big categories. Those people you know, which is a reduced group, but it's very powerful. And the group of people you don't know, which is much greater, but is a weaker group in terms of the recruitment. So the group of the knowns and the group of the unknowns, they both are our market. All of them may come to us in different ways. The first way in which I recommend you do it, and we can call those tools, they are, I'm going to enumerate them one by one, and then I'm going to describe them. The first one is your list of known people, your acquaintances, your friends, relations, and any person who at some point had some kind of business or personal contact with you. That list may be great. It could be the list 300, that's what we call it, but it could be more than 300 people. Because it basically is any person who at some point you may have seen them, you have talked to them, you have had some kind of community, maybe a club, a religious group. You don't have to have every detail of the person to include them in this group. Simply, somebody you may have seen on a daily basis is in the group. Additionally, is the group of the unknowns, and those people we can reach in many different ways. For example, we use flyers, we use surveys for recruitment, we also have small ads, newspaper ads, we may also have some kind of advertising in our cars, in our vehicles, and all of this helps us reach people so that we can start getting together a work team of people who will help you achieve in the future any goal that you have in the marketing plan, which is to advance step by step. Now, of all of those tools, they all work based on some kind of measurement. So we have to be checking how many, let's say, how many flyers we have given out through the day, and we have to know what was the response of that so that we have any idea of our averages, so that we know what our goals are and what we have to do to achieve those goals personally, first line. However, I need to tell you that this is my work method. This is what I do and why I recommend to everybody to do in my organization. In the first 3 months, as a minimum, and this may look simple, but in the first 3 months in the business, I avoid, under any circumstance, for the distributor, the new person like you, to get in touch with people they don't know, unless it's through a method like the button that comes in our registration kit. But not using tools, massive tools like flyers, ads, and surveys, etc. Because for me, it's so comfortable and so effective to reach the world of the known people, even though it's reduced, because it's enough to get started and it will help you be successful right away in the business. In my personal method, I avoid under any circumstance for this to happen, because the new distributor, before they start working with unknown people, when they don't even know yet, or they haven't knocked on the door of their neighbor, for example, that's why I insist in working with known people, the people we know, their relationships, and the people your friends know. Why do I focus on them? Because today, we have a system of work, which some people have called the total plan, which, as the name indicates, total plan, it helps you and it allows you not only to obtain referrals from prospects. Prospects are any person who is still not a customer and who still is not a distributor, but who potentially could become one or both. So the total plan allows us, through a prospect who definitely must come out of your list of known people, this prospect must obtain at least 10 referrals as a minimum. And with them, you keep working with this list of known people, because I have to tell you this. The people who know, the people you know, they also become the people you know, because it's very possible for those friends of your friends to open the doors of their home and to listen to a phone conversation with you because they come related, let's say, with somebody they know. So the referrals also come within the group or the list of the people you know in the list 300, because it's very powerful. There's already a link, a hidden link with that person, because usually they communicate and that allows the relationship to be more fluid, and the results with the referrals is as powerful as those with your list. And they are obviously not the same as the people you don't know, which is a group that's not as powerful. So in first place, you get the referrals. If you execute it properly, that's what trainings are for, of course, for you to learn how to execute the total plan impeccably. Immediately with that prospect, once you get the referral from that person, you achieve a new customer. A new customer for internal nutrition or for external nutrition or for health, etc. But additionally, with this prospect, you also may obtain referrals for recruitment or for sponsorship. And also, that person may be our new immediate distributor. Therefore, that's exactly what defines the total plan, because it gives us referrals, it may give us a new customer or a new distributor. This, for me, has been a great advantage, and we see it in all of Latin America implemented this total plan with results that have been incredible. The total plan allows you then to never stop having people whom you can call. Therefore, the method of the unknown people is just to add to what you already have. I will give you a recommendation, a personal recommendation, which is the following. Those people who today start, such as yourself, who are starting the activity and want to grow much faster than the average, then you should incorporate a tool that reaches unknown people. But you should create everything through the people you already know. This great group It's not the size, but the powerful response that you may have. It's the people you don't know. That should be your pillar. And through that pillar, referrals of your known people, you will create your base of customers and distributors in your organization. But if you want to go even faster, and if you want to add something else, it's not or, but and. That is the group of known and the group of unknowns with a massive tool which you can discuss with your sponsor. And based on your city, you will discover which one is the most appropriate for this activity. So then when you add them together, it's more powerful. And you will be further along than the average because you probably want to go faster. Now, all of these people that you will invite to the organization under your first level or your first line must have the information I mentioned and keep growing through these meetings that we call HOM or Herbalife Opportunity Meetings. And I would like to know a little bit more, not only about these prospects. You can invite them so that they listen to the presentations, they can sign up under you, but also they may have the potential of bringing other people. And simply, you can sit next to them and they can listen to a business presentation and start creating their own group. This is called HOM or Herbalife Opportunity Meeting. And through the whole world, there are opportunity meetings. We also offer the same kind of meeting, which can be given in a formally established office or in a hotel in a continuous manner. And the opportunity meetings can be in a home with different modalities, which you can ask about your sponsor. You must attend the different training modules that are given out in your residence or near your residence. But basically, there are different modes which are being developed in different countries, in different places, which have given us incredible results. There are also business toasts, just as an excuse to get together. You toast your business or even business breakfasts. We even have recognition evenings in which you as a new distributor invite your relatives and friends and acquaintances to accompany you because they're going to give you a recognition as a new distributor. So all of this together is called System to Recruit. So we divide that, for example, in the offices in the classical manner as was taught to us by the president and founder, who is Mark Hughes, which is to do an opportunity meeting in the office every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Saturday. So this has been recorded in every country in the world. Now, additionally, we have the home systems. Those are the recognition evenings, the evenings, the breakfasts, or the dinners for business. This helps you to keep informing the organization with your prospects that you contacted thanks to tools with known people and people you already know, as I mentioned, through referrals, etc., or maybe with flyers or newspaper ads, etc., or maybe with your button that you use on your lapel in your daily life. So I would like to close this point mentioning the person who once was a prospect, the person you invited to an opportunity meeting, and that person signed up under you. So what is the next step? What do you have to do? As new distributors, what do you have to do with those new distributors? So we have a training system that's professional, which takes us, as I mentioned earlier, it takes us by the hand, step by step, in what do you need? This is a career. This is a career which, in the end, the rewards, let's say your graduation, so to speak, the rewards are great, but your academic level is important as well. That doesn't mean that you're a professional or a housewife or a person who simply didn't have any studies because you have a desire to advance. That has nothing to do with that. It's the ability to detect that Herbalife is a professional career, and everything starts with the training. So we have trainings every week, and we can call them different ways. Sometimes we call them academies or universities, etc. So it simply has to do with a training that's different every week, where we develop the bases of the business, which is the products, how to sell them. They talk also about how to recruit, and also the different parts of the marketing plan. So every module is informed in one day, and this could be weekly, once or twice per week. So you have to talk to your sponsor and have them give you details about which academy or which training, weekly training, that you have to participate in, because you have to become a professional in order to have those results that you have seen and that you would like to achieve. We also have monthly trainings, which in many cases are called STS, and these trainings are two-day trainings, sometimes are one day, but usually 2 days, and they have a guest that has had above-average results, and they train, they inform, and they inspire, meaning they give us the big picture of this business beyond a small office with a few people. And it's very important to make sure you participate in the next monthly event that's being organized in your city. And we also have international events, which happen all the time, but that doesn't mean that they're not the same. We have the opportunity to participate in leadership events, some of them for supervisors, others for world team members, and some are exclusive for Tabulator team members and even President's team members, which you must qualify for. Everybody who goes can only go because they qualify. It doesn't matter how badly you want it. The main requirement is to qualify. And then we also have these yearly events, which we call extravaganzas, in some cases, and those give us an idea of the whole region, depending on the group that we participate in, for example, in Latin America, in our case. So these extravaganzas give us a huge picture, and this is really a summary of what, for me, is the second most important subject in Herbalife after the products, which is recruitment, how to create a group today and forever. So I bid you farewell, and I hope to see you in the next event. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jolie, for your wonderful explanation about the basics of recruitment. I would like to underline what Jolie said about working with people you know. But once you learn how to work with people you know, the doors of their circle of influence are open, and then you can build organizations that are quite large, derived solely from one person. In supervisor schools and in leadership schools, we teach how to answer calls from ads and how to present the business to a person you don't know and how to become a professional in recruitment of people you don't know. Talk to your Tabulator team member so that he can let you be with him for a few days while he does the work of recruitment to people they don't know. That's how you'll see it live. When I got started, I was horrified of working people I didn't know, because I didn't feel capable of explaining the business to them properly. So I put all my effort in working with the circle of influence of my friends and relatives. In terms of flyers and newspaper ads, you must follow the advertising norms that are written inside of the registration kit of your country. And it's very important to never offer things that are misleading through your advertising media. We offer a business opportunity that's independent. This is not a job with a salary or anything like that. Many people have asked us, what is the best ad or the best flyer? And as in the case with the sales, there's not one that's better than the others. What's important is that you make sure the phone rings every day, or if you work with internet, to have enough people see your page or send us some kind of email. We don't give out a lot of information over the phone. We simply schedule a meeting, and as we said earlier, in the supervisor trainings, you learn how to work with ads and how to work with flyers. But in general, whether it's personally or with a message that you place in an answering machine, you just make a schedule to meet the person at an HOM or opportunity meeting, which is the other name for it. End of audio number 4 from 7. We will continue with audio number 5.